for donating.
All right, so now with us in the studio is Daniel Hill. He's the co-founder of Green Impact Campaign, and he's going to tell us a little bit about the campaign and something called the Kilowatt Smackdown.
Monday,
Smackdown. Kilowatt Smackdown. All right, enough.
Daniel, so, welcome to the show.
Daniel. Good morning. And happy Halloween.
Yeah. So tell us about Green Impact Campaign.
Sure. So Green Impact Campaign is a nonprofit based here in D.C. We are training college and high school students to conduct energy assessments for our awesome local businesses. So really what it gets down to is we're trying to help students learn more about energy, more about sustainability in the real world, while at the same time actually helping our local business community save money, become more sustainable, and just create a better community overall.
What does that look like? What does an assessment look like to a business? Somebody walking around with a clipboard and kind of noticing you have a crack in the door opening. You've got, oil that may not be sustainable or something like that.
Exactly.
Do they look at the food also and the sourcing, that kind of thing?
They're really sticking to energy.
Just the building and water.
But it's very observational, as you said. So it's a simple walkthrough. Students walk around. They're not going to change any of the equipment. They're not going to move anything around. They're looking at the lighting. They're looking at how the insulation looks. And it takes about 20 to 30 minutes for them to complete. And part of it is just some questions for the business owner. You know, are you leaving lights on after hours? How often are you changing your filters? Really simple things that any business owner can do themselves, but might not be top of mind.
Interesting.
So this is open for really students. You're going around to universities and you're recruiting people to come and get trained by you all and do these assessments.
Exactly.
Is it limited to this area? Is it nationwide?
It's nationwide. So we've, in the past 3 years, we've had about 1,000 students get involved with the campaign. That's been across 35 different states, including actually Canada as well. It's been all over the place, and we just keep seeing it getting in more places and places we didn't really think about, to be honest.
So is it something, do you have to have boots on the ground, literally, or is it like training through online resources and things like that?
I'm happy it's not boots on the ground because I'm the only person, so I was traveling a little much.
Right.
No, it's highly virtual.
Okay.
So we are a virtual organization, meaning that students can learn about us, sign up, and get trained all online from their own computer or their phone. So that's really allowed us to go in all these different places that we've wanted to.
And Daniel, I'd love to know, so what made you start this? So what made you see that there was this gap or what really made you kind of get into this line of work?
Yeah, it's a great question. So I always knew I wanted to get involved with climate. Both of my parents worked for the Government Accountability Office here in D.C. My father worked there for 35 years doing audits of national parks, trying to figure out how money's being allocated. So I always had an interest for it. So coming out of college, I had an internship working with a energy solutions firm that was doing energy audits for these large commercial buildings, high schools and naval bases. And I think it was in my first week, I was like, what about small businesses? There's a lot of them. They're using energy cumulatively. That's got to be a huge impact. And he kind of looked at me like a stupid intern. And said, they're not worth our money. They're too small. We can't do that. So it became this obsession of mine. Like, well, there's got to be a way that we can get this information, this education out to small businesses. And on a cumulative level, this could be huge. I mean, small businesses in the U.S. spend about $60 billion in energy costs every year. So when you're looking at climate change, that's significant.
Mm-hmm. And so, is this a business?
This is a nonprofit.
So are you? You're the CEO.
Yeah, a co-founder.
I'm a co-founder. I guess they call you co-founders when it's a nonprofit. But is that what you do for a living?
Yes, I'm fortunate enough to do this full time.
Oh, wonderful! Yeah. So, how do you get paid?
Not well. I've been very fortunate to have some fantastic social entrepreneurship fellowships. So. Through Echoing Green, through Halcyon Incubator, through the Laureate Global Fellowship, these great organizations that are really trying to get these small startups off the ground. And then in addition to that, some foundation support from some family foundations, and then some smaller earned revenue from some local governments, and some private firms that are really passionate about what we're doing.
So this is no cost to the business, specifically?
Oh, yeah, exactly. No cost to the small business, no cost to the students. It's always been very front of mind for us is to make this completely free program for them.
Now, for a lot of small businesses, somebody walking through and telling you what you're doing wrong and how you could do it better is a very, very small step toward, real results, right?
Sure.
So then what happens once you have this laundry list of things that you're doing wrong or you could be doing better? What happens after that?
Yeah, so by the time the student walks out the door, the business owner actually already receives a report in their inbox. So it's something that's interactive they can keep coming back to. It shows them how they're comparing to the average business in their industry to give them an idea of, you're not doing so bad or you're just about here. And then these recommendations are prioritized based on what a business owner wants to know, the payback period. So they can really focus on, here are the easiest ones, start with these small wins. They're simple enough that they most likely won't need a contractor to do it. They can do it themselves. So we've seen about 70% of businesses will actually implement changes within a year of receiving the assessment.
I see. So it could be something as simple as changing the light bulbs.
Absolutely. That's the biggest one we see is inefficient lighting.
How many businesses do you think you've done assessments for so far?
Just here in D.C., we've done about 100 businesses.
Okay.
Nationwide, we're around 500.
Okay.
We actually, this past October, just had 50 businesses, which was the most we've had in a month. So we just keep seeing that number going up.
And these are a variety of businesses, obviously.
Yes, absolutely.
And I guess, we're in the restaurant business, so I guess restaurants are probably some of the most energy users and probably can save the most, consequently.
Yeah. We've actually seen restaurants be the biggest participant of the program, which is shocking because when we talk to other organizations, they say restaurants are the hardest for them to reach. So we feel that the biggest part of our program is the students. I mean, they're really just incredible and they're really powering everything. But not only that, they're the ones that can go in and say, hey, I'm a local student from here. I'm doing this as a project. And business owners, whether their motivation is saving money or saving the environment, it's hard for them to say, I don't want to support this student in their learning.
Right.
So
and it's free of charge.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, absolutely, in 20 minutes of your time.
Daniel, are there any estimates as to how much or what percentage a business could save on their energy costs after an audit like this?
Yeah, on average, we see about 30%.
Really?
The EPA, I think, quotes 15 to 20% as
that's
the average.
That's huge.
That is huge.
But that's not a custom look. So we're looking at a very custom look of business by business. We're not just throwing a blanket out there. So we see about 30% savings reduction.
And you've got something called the Kilowatt Smackdown.
Yeah.
What is the Kilowatt Smackdown?
Smackdown!
So it's a sustainability monster truck rally. And
yes, okay.
It'd be fun.
I love it. I love it.
No, so Kilowatt Smackdown's it's really exciting. We're doing a competition here in the city and in a couple different places actually. But the idea is over a 2-month period, we have students out doing assessments for as many small businesses as they can. And the ones that do the most, we provide with scholarships, we provide with informational interviews at sustainability firms. We have some awesome locally sponsored from some of the great businesses that are actually participating, like gift cards. So it's just this combination of students getting out there, having a great competition for something bigger, and businesses just seem to want to get in and really support some of the students and support some of their schools.
So for anyone listening right now, any students or volunteers, they can go on your website
Absolutely.
Right now and sign up to be auditor sounds bad, but hey, what's the great politically correct? I mean, a wonderful term for it.
We say volunteer, but if you want to
environmental Andy, help me out with this.
Ambassador,
environmental ambassador.
We're moving up the ranks. I like it.
So you can Green Impact. Impactcampaign.org.
Yeah, greenimpactcampaign.org, and then you can click on Kilowatt Smackdown. Sign up as a student. Sign up. Register your business. We started on October 3rd, and it's going to run through November 23rd, so still lots of time. We've already had 30 businesses sign up just last month, and the race is tight with the students.
Really?
Oh, that's great.
Yeah.
So from the perspective of the business, once I get this laundry list of things that I have to do, a lot of businesses are really busy. They may not even know where to go. Like if you told me that, let's say you got a problem with your door jams, you know, they're you know, they need to be sealed. It's really hard to go find somebody who is a specialist to do that.
Right.
So do you help them find contractors to do this work?
We do. We try to connect them with some of the best resources in the city. So we're partnering with Think Local First DC is one of our biggest partners. Just
what's that?
I've never heard of it.
Never heard of it either. We're kidding.
We love Think Local First.
Yeah. It's great. Yeah.
That's why I had to put it in there. So they're really helping us get the word out, letting businesses know this is available. But on the follow-up side, we're working with the DC Sustainable Energy Utility, who administers all kinds of rebates to make the program costs or the project costs come way down. In most cases, 50% or more. So instead of paying $10 for a light bulb, you're paying $4 or $5. So they'll actually walk you through the entire process of how to find rebates, how to connect with contractors that can actually do those installs. And it's completely free to the business. It's as hand-holding as it gets. It's fantastic. We're working with them. We're working with some folks over at Groundswell, which is great.
So before we move away, because sure. When I heard rebates, I'm like, hey, this sounds really good. Mm-hmm. Yeah. So is this a government initiative?
Yeah, it's through the DC's Department of Environment and Energy.
Right.
Yeah.
So you would have to qualify, or is it just any business that does this can get the rebates?
You know, they're probably best to answer that, but okay. I believe we have yet to see a business that they said can't do it.
Okay, very good.
Yeah.
Very good.
Well, this has been great. I mean, it's good stuff. We want all the businesses out there, please go on to do the website again for us.
Yeah, it's greenimpactcampaign.org, and you can just click on Kilowatt Smackdown, and there'll be a button for students and a button for small businesses. You can sign up.
You could save 30% on your energy costs. And Andy, I know you and I are 100% wind power and have been for six years or seven years or something.
Exactly, more than that, yeah.
As Andy said, as business owners, it's a lot of work to do, but you can make some really simple changes and from your assessments and cut your energy costs and help the planet.
Absolutely.
So we appreciate you. Thank you so much, Daniel Hill, for being here.
Thanks
so much.
Thank
you, Mr. Daniel.
We appreciate you. Andy, thank you, my friend.